Coach's Insight program's continuing here this week on Care 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. Now time to talk about the McLouth Bulldogs. It's brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and also Justin Mance Family. As the Bulldogs sitting here at 3-1 off the first loss of the year to JCN. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but we're joined by the head coach in Seth Mills. Coach, as we sit here at the halfway point, you win your first three games, hard fought against Onega in week one, take care of Horton in week two, beat Moore Hillmouth Academy in week three, hang up 52 in that game, and then of course last week the loss to JCN, which we'll dive into, but just how are we feeling about the team here through the first month?
I'm excited. You know, these guys are hungry. They've been working really hard. And, you know, week one was a good kind of indicator of our resiliency. We were down, you know, early, and Onega's got some big boys. And that, to me, that was kind of a testing point. How are we going to respond with adversity? And just, are we going to step up? Are we going to be tough? Are we going to, and we went to another level. The guys and the coaches did a great job of just going to another level and saying, no, we're not going to give up. And that was huge, I think. And that kind of established a good path for those first three games and kind of set the tone for what we expect. And now we're trying to deal with, you know, how do you deal with having success, you know, three games in a row? And then JCN actually gave us a really good picture of where do we want to be at. And it kind of gives you a gauge of, all right, here's another level of intensity, physicality, and that's our goal. That's where we want to be at. So
yeah, and let's talk about that JCN game. I know right now Chargers look like easily a top three team in 1A. They have been super balanced on both sides of the ball. A ton of athletes returning all league players from a season ago. Just what was different maybe about what JCN was presenting you maybe then, you know, compared to the first few weeks?
Well, the thing about JCN is that they have a bunch of guys with a lot of experience, and they're comfortable with their system. They know their roles, and they play really, really, really hard. And, you know, they run to the football as a team. They tee off when they get to the football. You know, the way they fire off the ball on the line with those, they're strong kids, they're big kids. And, you know, great teams do that. They get, you know, 10, 11 guys playing hard on every play. And JCN does that really well. You can tell they've done it for a few years.
Well, as we sit here through the halfway point and we get set for Mission Valley, another district game coming up on Friday night, you'll have that game at home, and we'll talk about them in a moment. But as we sit here halfway, you sit here at 3-1, 2-1 in league play. What's a thing or two that you've really liked about your team here in the first month? What's a thing or two you and the coaches are trying to preach at and get better here down the stretch?
Well, I love that our desire is there. And kind of like I mentioned before, I think they have a desire to do well. They have a desire to be that level of a team. They have a willingness to put in the time and effort. They ask questions. They want to know, you know, why are we doing this? How do you get better at it? And so that kind of leads to the part that we're preaching, which is consistency with fundamentals, consistency within the system, doing your job. Getting 11 guys to the ball, like we were talking about with JCN, and, you know, which is, we call every play, you got to have EPEP all the time. And then, just getting better at basic things. Great teams do basic things really, really, really well. And, that's the second half of the season right now, is get back on track, train our eyes, train our effort, and be stable. You know, what things are going to go wrong, control what you can control. And not worry about anything else, and we'll be fine.
Well, let's talk about the scouting report here for Mission Valley, a team that started 0-2, but they've won back-to-back games, and they've beat a team that McLouth is certainly familiar with to a certain degree in Valley Falls. They won that game last week 36-8. They also got a win over West Franklin, but also have losses to Osage City and Council Grove. So a Mission Valley team that comes into your house at 2-2. What's the scouting report kind of look like on them?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because we don't have a lot of crossover with those teams. You know, and they've got some athletes. They've got some big boys up front. They do some things pretty well. You know, I think we're really going to have to establish the physicality level. We're going to have to take that next step. And we need to do what we do well, and we can ride that. But if we come in soft or tentative, I think we'll have a hard time.
Yeah, and you mentioned physicality there, and that obviously seems like it could be a kind of a key to winning that ball game. But what else is it going to take? What are a few extra keys? And just what's kind of the expectation for this game against Mission Valley?
Well, they do a lot of things. They're multiple on offense. They motion guys around a lot. We're going to have to really be sound in our alignments, in our adjustments. We're going to have to trust them. We're going to have to trust each other to do our jobs and do our own jobs well. And in doing that, I think we can put ourselves in a position to make plays when they need to be made. So that's number one key is be sound, be fundamentally sound, and then great effort through your play, your role, your play.
That is McLouth head football coach Seth Mills joining us, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, also Justin Mann's family. Bulldogs are 3-1. They get back to it in district play on Friday. They are at home taking on a 2-2 Mission Valley squad. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us this week, and we will plan on talking to you next week. We appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you.